it was common when jazz musicians started to use rock rhythms, or that they wanted to keep the, they wanted to use the hard, bright rhythms, dance rhythms of rock music, but have the extended, ambiguous solos of jazz. Whereas with me, it's almost the opposite way around. I like the kind of nursery rhyme banality of folk music song, and to completely destroy the comfortable rhythm underneath so that it's kind of slipping and sliding. And I do like rhythms that slip and slide. And so I was always, the thing that I always held onto from jazz was the, what I felt was the kind of organic rhythm section, the kind of ambiguity of the bass lines. It just felt more natural to me. It's not an ideological thing or a, I always loved that in jazz, that there is a pulse, but it's not just being counted out so clearly. But I love the thing in pop music of this a singable song that you only hear it once and everybody can sing it. I love that. So it's almost the opposite, as I say, of jazz rock. I use my analytical faculties retrospectively. In fact, when I'm actually working, I'm just another animal. I work instinctively, like, and emotionally, I think, like any animal you see. When you watch an animal looking for food, or a cow looking for a nice piece of grass, or I look for... I'm not at heart an intellectual musician in the sense that I don't start with a theory or a concept or an idea. I work simply from finding what makes sense to me. I think it's very hard to put into words, but I think that the art that lives for me without dying, like for example the paintings of Chagall or the music of Charlie Parker, has an organic quality. It seems to be like some kind of living thing. Coltrane has it. And I look to see if something feels like it's alive. And if something's alive, it has a form and a pulse and a heart somewhere. I work until I have a kind of, some kind of complete organic entity. I always tried to play along with the records when I played before, but I think in the old days I was so, I always felt intimidated when I really did work in bands with jazz virtuosi. And also, especially now, since all my trumpet role models, nearly, they're all dead, so they won't be insulted. Don Cherry's dead, Miles Davis is dead, Mongezi Fazer. And all three have had an obvious influence on my phrasing. Of course, I haven't got the speed. I could never have the speed, which would have needed a lifetime's dedication. But the way they phrase, it's more important to me than most singers, how it's influenced how I sing. Well, it's a happy coincidence for me that the trumpeters that I'm most inspired by are not the trumpeters with the most difficult technique. It's a lucky coincidence. The people I love really play very close to singing.